You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Next up on the Mutual Audio Network, Fiction from Our Future.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Hey, please, Commissioner, thanks for calling me in. So I understand there's been some robberies at the local museum, and there's nothing on the cameras, and no one knows who did it or how they stole it, because it's not on film.
Hello, this is the police commissioner. Yes, you're right, robberies at the museum. They stole dinosaur bones and a mummy.
That's interesting. What do you think all those things have in common?
Well, they're probably archaeologist robberies. We've seen this before about 5 years ago.
This just doesn't make any sense. Is there any clues?
A few. There were some scattered dinosaur bones out the back door and two by some van tracks.
Well, interesting. I'll let you know what I investigate whenever I find out, Commissioner. Thank you.
They also blew a hole in the wall, so watch out for the rocks.
Okay. Well, now that I'm back at my base, I can try to figure this thing out. You know, these clues are pretty tough. I'm gonna have to call in some special help on this one. I'll have to call in my sidekick female friend, Sheila. Let me call her right now. Hey, Sheila, what's going on?
Hey, Tech Man. Nothing. I was just watching
some... Yeah, anyways, what, can you come over? Because there's a crime at the museum with dinosaur bones and explosions, and they don't know how it happened. So, come over and we'll look at the case.
Okay, Tech Man, but this is the last time.
There will never be a last time.
Last time.
Hey, Sheila, thanks for showing up. I really appreciate you coming over and helping me on this case. I know you're a really good detective.
Thanks. Hey, I know who that mummy is.
Really? Who's the mummy?
It's King Stego, man. He's the king of the dinosaurs.
Oh, hell. Do you even know what this means, Sheila?
I clearly think what happened here is that King Stegoman came to life and took the dinosaur bones and busted out that hole over there. And he's alive, and we have to get the bones.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Good detective work, Sheila.
Thanks, Tech Man. Anytime, last time.
Okay, I'm going to call the police commissioner and tell him what's going on and see if there's any crime related to the dinosaur mummy.
Hello, this is the police commissioner.
Hello, police commissioner. I was calling to see if there's any crime related going on to the museum breaking with the dinosaur bones and the mummy, because we think we have the case figured out.
Well, we found some 10-foot footprints outside the van tracks also. Does that help you anyway?
Yes, it does. We'll be right there. Well, Sheila, looks like we're here. Oh my god, it's a giant mummy!
Ah!
Look out, he's shooting lasers from his eyes! Jump, hurry!
Ah!
Here, I got you!
Your technology and women is no match for my bandages!
Oh, well, how about I give you one of these missiles from my chest?
That's okay. Dinosaurs eat missiles.
The missile didn't work. Sheila, what are we gonna do?
I think King Stegoman has a weakness. I can't remember what it is.
How about I try one of these rockets from my forearm?
Yeah, rockets!
I'll shoot it at him!
Ah! Forearm! Place I least expected!
It didn't even faze him, he's just laughing at us with my rocket power! What are we gonna do, Sheila?
You have to keep trying! His weakness is somewhere near his forearm! Look, he's just pretending!
Okay. Yeah, I'll try that one.
Hurry!
Okay, here we go. Try this one.
Ah! Failed again! Too bad you don't know. My weakness is my head.
Sheila, we can't believe out this case. Hurry. Before he destroys the city, we gotta go back to the museum and find more clues to figure it out.
No!
Get your ass in the van! Hurry, let's go for his steps on the van because he's 50 feet tall!
I'm paralyzed by fear, I can't move!
Here, I'll pick you up and carry you. We'll get the police commissioner too, and we'll swing by and pick him up, and then we'll go and see if we can solve the dinosaur bones and see if we can figure it out. Okay, police commissioner, hurry up and get out of here, we're in the van!
Yeah, this is the police commissioner! Hurry up! Getting in the van!
Yeah, hurry up and get in! Sheila, you tell him what's going on, I'll focus on driving fast!
We can't defeat King Stego Man! He shot the rocket in his forearm, and in another place, and we can't stop him!
Look out! No, it's okay, I just drove around, let's get that car.
That was close.
Don't do that anymore, this is the last time.
I'm gonna go fast. So anyways, don't finish up the case with the commissioner, where are we?
He said something before we left, it was important, but I can't remember what it was.
Huh. Commissioner, there's something you should know. That mummy's not an average mummy. He's now 50 foot tall and he's shooting lasers out of his eyes.
What? That'll destroy the city. What are you going to do, Tech Man?
I don't know. Alright, let me drive back to the where the mummy was and kill him now.
Ah!
Hold on tight. I'm going to punch the gas.
Whoa!
Okay, we're here. Everybody get out of the van.
You're awesome.
I know. Okay, there he is.
I'll search this way.
Man, look out for his lasers.
I can't be hurt. I have to run the city. I'm the mayor.
He just blew off one of your legs. Hurry, Sheila, grab the mayor.
Don't you understand? If he gets the mayor, we all die.
Okay. That's it, mommy. Tell me what you want from us.
Cat man and woman, commissioner and mayor, me no want to be shot in head.
That's it. How about I shoot you with a missile flame laser from my right armband. Take one of these.
My head. King Stego Man just want peace and to kill.
Thank God I killed him. Hey, Mayor, and Detective Sheila, turns out I'm okay. He died from my last rocket, so, Mayor, the city is saved.
Good. I have to get back to running the city now.
You don't have to thank me, because it's what I do. Oh, I better get out of here. The cameras are on. You're up. You're up, Mayor.
Oh, hello, good people of Metro City. We've gone through a terrible disaster today, and thanks to Tech Man and his lady sidekick, they were able to stop the gigantic mummy dinosaur king from destroying the city. Everybody can get back to their normal lives now. Over and out.
Well, I guess that's another case solved. For Tech Man.
There are a number of everyday precautions that we can all take that may help to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. The first is to make sure to clean your hands often. Now, washing your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds is the best, but if you don't have that, try to use a hand sanitizer that has at least 60% alcohol. And to the extent possible, avoid touching high-touch surfaces in public places. These are things like elevator buttons, door handles, handrails, or of course, handshaking with people. Wash your hands after touching surfaces in public places. Avoid touching your face, your nose, and your eyes. And clean and disinfect your home to remove germs. Practicing routine cleaning of frequently touched surfaces like tables, doorknobs, light switch handles will make a difference. Avoid crowds, especially in poorly ventilated spaces. All these small things that we can do may help to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. For more information, go to cdc.gov and be well, everyone.